Cray and Corey Washington source inspiration from pop culture and the news media in The Pop Show. The colorful graffiti-inspired paintings bring together such subjects as Barack Obama and Kanye West. Several works depict news stories of African-American men killed by police. The painting's sometimes grim subject matter is coupled with bold colors and layers of spray-painted text. The brothers say one of their aims is to smash social labels. And Cray Washington says that's the inspiration behind the name Smashed Label.
Everybody has a label, like literally and figuratively, everybody places labels on other people. So we kind of play off that metaphor and how, like, you can label us anything you want. You can call us what you want. But, you know, we'll just change up and do something different. So any labels you give us or anyone else, it's within your power to smash it, to break it, change it, and create your own label.
Smashed Label, Cray says, has an affinity for oddballs, the underdogs, the underestimated, and the weirdos.
With me personally, I know I kind of played like both sides of the fence. So I've been like at the cool table and, you know, I've seen like other people that weren't quote unquote cool or in the in crowd or whatever. And I've also been like the misfit, the person that doesn't fit in. And I mean, you see kids and you see people like struggling with like fitting in or like, you know, dressing themselves up to be a certain thing or even like going to a job interview or, you know, going to school. And a lot of it I learned through experience, basically, that you just got to let all of that go. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, if you go for a job interview, you got to do certain things. But just walking around in life, there's too much focus on trying to look apart or trying to get into a certain crowd or group. And like I said, I learned that the moment I just, like, kind of let it go, life became more pleasant and actually more opportunities came about.
Cray has a colorful, illustrative style that often clashes with his subject matter. Art, he says, has provided him with a means to constructively cope with depression.
I could have a bad day. I could be going through rough things, but, you know, I could sit down and I could paint, I could draw, you know, I could design something, and it literally, you know, makes me feel better.
The artist's relationship with his brother, Corey, is also a stabilizing force in his life. The two are partners in the Smashed Label brand.
We have a yin and yang type of relationship. He's a lot different from me, and I'm a lot different from him, but it works out well because we have two different aspects of everything, allowing him to control the creative side of everything and coming up with the concepts and the metaphors and everything, how he feels about it. Of course, we collaborate on, you know, our thoughts and what message we want to put out there. But a lot of times there's people that want to contact us for certain things, and the difficult part of any business is saying yes and no to the certain things. That's my way of lending a hand and taking part in everything, is just controlling how much stress is on them and helping them out with that.
Many of Smashed Label's ideas are informed by music, film, and the news media. Cray began work on We All Got Shot after hearing a friend's song about the Michael Brown shooting in Ferguson, Missouri.
So pretty much everybody knows the scenario, and the song, the message that I got from it was that Michael Brown being shot could have been anyone. It could have been anybody at all. It could have been your child, could have been, you know, your uncle, a family member, whatever. So basically, I didn't want to put features into the actual figure to where somebody specifically would be like, all right, well, yeah, he looks like that. That's not really me. Like, it could be anyone. So it's a faceless figure, and his hands are up. And I wrote some of the lyrics that are in the song, and it's, my hands are up. What else am I supposed to do? Basically, there's a line, and, you know, we all know the outcome of the scenario. And I use the red, white, and blue because, you know, our country has been going through these similar situations for a while now, and it just shouldn't be tolerated. And, you know, I couldn't go down there and, you know, protest, so I kind of just did this.
Elsewhere, the blurred boundary between celebrities and the news is playfully skewered in a painting depicting the infamous Kanye West announcement during a Hurricane Katrina relief PSA that George Bush didn't care about black people.
like, I'm flooded with my own ideas and I get tunnel vision. So he came in and was like, why don't, you know, we lighten it up a little bit? And he basically brought me the image of Kanye West and Mike Myers right after Hurricane Katrina, when they were on TV basically, and Kanye West didn't follow script and basically spoke from his heart. So for one, that situation, everybody knows, it's identifiable. I kind of wanted to put like a light, you know, feel to it. So I started with the mock TV, and I did it in a way to where it's like, they look like cartoons pretty much. They look like characters. So it gives the humor to it. You know, Mike Myers is looking at him like, what are you doing? It was live television, so, you know, he couldn't help it. I exaggerated their expressions. But basically, this is the Pop Show, and we're dealing with, you know, the media and how it has, like, different takes, and how people's opinions can be swayed, and basically, like, overall people's opinions for what they see on TV. And I kind of try to, like, encapsulate in a TV, but I also scribble all kinds of little messages and things that I was thinking. A lot of it is, like, mock branding of the quote-unquote Pop Show. And the screen said something like, you know, help now, call 1-800-whatever to help Katrina victims and relief, so-called. But I put help now, call 1-800-Bush doesn't care about black people, because in that scene, that overshadowed everything.
It's Cray's painting, but the subject matter was Corey's idea.
It's just a moment in time that I thought was so powerful. The overall show is the Pop Show, and that could be perceived in many different directions. But, you know, I'm thinking about the way pop culture affects society. And this is just one of those moments where it even looking back at it, because I went and we both did, looked at the actual taping of it on YouTube. And, you know, you have it in your memory, but when you actually look at it again, you notice different things. It just blows your mind because of how long ago it was, but just the message and the effect it had on everybody, even George Bush.
Reality TV is another topic which fascinates the brothers. In one painting, spray-painted text is a play on the poem, "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised." It reads, "Your pain will be televised."
We watch TV and we listen to programs, and a lot of focus, matter of fact, a lot of what is actually entertaining to people is like things that are happening to other people that are horrible. Like bad things. Like reality TV doesn't work unless they're on reality TV, arguing, fighting. So we have a lot of advancement with technology, and we could do more than we could ever do, like, in history. But a lot of it is focusing on, like, very, like, bad things, and that actually makes money. Like, negativity sells. So pretty much the metaphor is, we're watching TV and a lot of the TV is, you know, on that end of the spectrum. And like, there's so many cameras, even like, you know, just people pull their camera out when they see something going on. And a lot of times it's somebody being hurt, you know, and if the person's taking that shot to help the person that's hurt or just to sensationalize like some buffoonery, like, your pain will be on a TV set, a computer screen, and people are taping everything. So it's not that good. Like, this is pain. That person that just got punched in the face at the bus stop that you're laughing at is, like, hurt. That was painful. But, you know, it's kind of dark.
Pop, the word pop is from popular. What's popular now is a lot of this negative thing that they, you know, people watch. It's kind of like a car crash or a car accident. Everybody's looking at it. It's horrible. And instead of helping, you know, a lot of times people just, you want to see. It's like a show.
The Pop Show explores the dualities in people and ideas. Smashed Label experiments with perception and popular opinion and evaluates their own participation while inviting the viewers to do the same.
We like to spin things and show you, like, both sides of it. So, you know, not so great situations, I want to paint bright, colorful. Not taking away that, like, this is really what it is. This is what's happening. But almost telling you, you know, like, there's room to spin it or there's room to change it. But nonetheless, still documenting it.